It's time for NZ On Air Music Presents Rewind.
Yep, set time. Thank you, NZ On Air Music. This is Rewind this week. Lucia is talking to Jeremy from GarageLand, so let's get into it.
Hi, we're here with Jeremy from GarageLand.
Hi.
I've read that you were in previous bands with the members of GarageLand, a school band called The In Crowd and a college band called Sexual Deviants. What were these bands like, and what was the process of this turning into GarageLand?
They're just friends, you know? So all those bands were people we knew really well. So they kind of, you know, Andrew and me were in both of them. They're just fun, really fun things. Sexual Deviants was just some art project that some guy at university wanted to stay there. My friend Alan, yeah, he wanted to be in a punk band, so we formed one, and it was quite cool for a year. They're just developmental bands, I guess.
On Audio Culture's page, it continually mentions BFM as a help at the beginning of your career with GarageLand. How was BFM a help?
Yeah, if you're into BFM, it was almost like they were as popular as any band, but that's the whole thing. And if you said you listened to BFM, you kind of felt like you're in a community. So I think that's why it helped us, because, you know, we were big fans of the station, still are. But yeah, back then it was really obsessive. I felt like everyone knew what BFM was, and you're either for it or against it. It was really cool.
It's still the case, which is great.
Yeah, I think we were just lucky. They got some large numbers going, and, you know, we've been suddenly BFM just had big listenerships, and it was good.
You opened for The Clean, which caught Flying Nun's interest, and they then released your debut EP, Comeback Special, in 1995. What were your experiences with Flying Nun like?
Well, we didn't know them very well, but I mean, they were always really friendly, and we were trying to be friends. I don't know if we ever got there, but they were quite young, the people running it. You know, they were about our age, because Roger had gone to England, so it was looking back, it was quite a youthful. They were, you know, guys in their 20s running it, and they had a lot of bands to deal with. We were trying to make sure we were getting dealt with in a way that, you know, we wanted to release records, and it helped that they were just down the road, so we could just go visit them a lot.
You toured some pretty cool places, including France and the UK and stuff, and then you relocated to the UK. Like, what was a highlight of your times overseas with GarageLand?
Yeah, I think just getting there. It's just incredible, eh, to think that I was in London in a band. It's just, it's a bit of a dream when it came true. So, well, yeah, highlights. I think we do lots of them. Any time we pulled an enthusiastic crowd in Britain, I was pretty happy. I mean, like, we're not from Britain, you know. So it was good to make little inroads there and in France. And, you know, it was really interesting to see how they ran their music industry. And to we kind of got into the intricacies of it, you know. It was an eye-opener.
Your touring also led to some cool slots, such as opening for the Smashing Pumpkins. Do you have a favourite gig that you've played, or one that stands out?
I think those early ones, though, just like, you know, we were quite amateur to start off with, to be honest. You know, I didn't even really understand the idea of changing guitar strings, you know, or even putting the right strings on the right place. And I think when we started off, we were in this kind of pavement, you know, you just put the guitar on and play. So as the crowds got bigger, that it was a real challenge and a really thrill to get a reaction. But to be honest, you know, baptisms of fire for us in a way, a big crowd. But I think when your crowd started to settle down, and we actually got a kind of, you know, we had a good gig at the Otherwise Festival, and, you know, you just get your crowd and, you know, sing along to your songs. That's always a highlight.
Do you have like a favourite memory or something with the band, or is it just all bliss?
No, there were just so many cool thing. Probably meeting John Cale. I mean, it's a cool story.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you want to tell that story?
Well, it's surreal. It was just very wet. He was very friendly, and he listened to our album, and he wanted to play on it. I mean, it was that simple, but it was just, like, cool.
Yeah, no, it's pretty impressive.
No, it was just, he was really, really generous and he praised us, and I was just like, wow. And he played piano. The funny thing is, at the beginning, there was this 8-beat tom-tom intro, which is really Velvet Underground, and he cut that out. We didn't ask him to do that. But no, it was cool, really cool to meet him.
Cool. That's all of my questions. Do you have anything else you'd like to add or talk about?
Yeah, just we're all still playing around.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I've been told that we've got a band called, well, me and Rick McShane and Sean Reed playing in a band called Galveston. So we've got tens of fans at the moment, but I hope to get hundreds. But yeah, we're doing that, and Andy's playing in Golden Curtain down in Napier, and Mark's doing his thing in Christchurch, and Debbie, I don't know what she's doing, and everyone's doing their thing, so... Yeah, we're kind of, I think a lot of people, you know, getting to that age where you're like, oh, I still like doing music, eh? And we kind of maybe walked away from it, and now we're just getting back to it as a it's a pretty cool activity, considering we're kind of immersed in it at some stage in our lives.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
That was Rewind, presented by NZ On Air Music.
Yes, thank you, New Zealand On Air. We love you very, very much. That was Lucia speaking to Jeremy from Garageland. This is a Garageland track. This is Finger Pops.
I drive my car up to the lake as if there's someone to awake. I haven't been to bed for days. I live in a twilight haze. I set my heart to the setting sun, and I hope that no one else has done it. And the drinks are never far. Open up the bar. Fingers pop.